Blog Talk Radio.
Après
heard that song in a while. That is beautiful. Beautiful.
Ooh.
One of the best all-time songs, at least I think. We are here with Lisa Zayas here, a psychic medium who's been with us now for a year. She's like a center part of Journey into the Light here. So always good to have Lisa here. And you can call and speak to Lisa. The number is... We're doing free readings in a little bit. The number to the radio show is 347-884-8245. You can also go to Lisa's website. Lisa does do free reading. Lisa does do private readings all the time. And so you can go to her website and contact her, place an order, do a reading. Also, you'll find... a lot of information about the shawls that she does, the moon dance shawls and the hypnotherapy CDs to really help you. There is a sleep CD there that I and my wife have personally used, and it really, really does help you. And I definitely couldn't make it to the end of that one. So, but there's a whole lot of, Lisa does hypnotherapy, Reiki, guided meditation, so a lot of great things you'll find. Lisa is certified psychic intuitive messenger by James von Prague, which that is... very highly, I think. James von Prague is, when I started getting into spirituality, there was only a few psychics, because you got ask my son. I'm very skeptical of paranormal and things like that and spirituality. I think everybody should be, because there's a lot of charlatans out there, just like in any profession. But there are the true, real deals out there. And James von Prague, I always saw him in a different light than some of these others who I won't mention names. And you guys all know our good friend on Monday nights, Chuck Bergman. And Chuck is friends with James von Prague. So that says a lot. And what I also is saying about Lisa is it's really important. I can't stress it enough after doing this show for so long and seeing so much on air and off air that, you know, when you go and get a private reading, you know, don't just go to anyone. Go to someone with some references, someone that has recommended you. Or you see something like this where someone has gone to, a classes to be certified by someone of very high standard as James von Prague. So cause that's very important. And you might say, well, Mike, I'll get a reading, and if I don't like it, I'll just kind of, you know, blow it out of my ears. But that's not true. That's not true. I had a sweet, loving lady who lost her daughter in the first couple of years when I did this show, and she called, and she it was on a day that we didn't do a show, so she called another show, and she said that the movement that you hear in your daughter's room is not your daughter, it's actually demons. And you might say, oh, that's nonsense, which it was, but this terrified this lady for quite some time, till I was able to get a hold of her, calm her down, tell her this is not true. It's, you know, a person who said it, you know. But that's how it can upset you. So, and I know people from the show, last thing I'll say, and we'll go to Lisa, but I know people from this show who have gone to Lisa privately, and I have heard nothing but really positive feedback. And I do hear feedback from a lot of my guests that listeners go to for private sessions, good or bad. And I won't lie on the show at all. I won't be rude. I won't, you know, say anything, you know, negative about any of my guests, but I won't say anything positive about any of my guests if it's not true. And but all the recommendations, that all the feedback that I have heard from people going to Lisa for private sessions have all been outstanding. So and I know Lisa does you know, peer a very special for the Journey in Light listeners, a 45-minute reading for only $40. That's more than reasonable. So, and outstanding. So, and again, Lisa's website is right here on the show page, plus phone number and all that there. And now on the radio show, you can call in at 347-884-8245 is the number. Okay, so let's go to the phone lines here and let's bring in Lisa to the show. Welcome back, Lisa.
Hey, Michael. I don't even know how to follow that. That was like, I'm going to hire my own PR, and that is just very humbling. And, you know, yeah, it's funny because I, when people compliment me, I get so, I guess, shy. And so it's good that you had the phone and I couldn't interrupt because
yeah,
it's always humbling. And when someone does give you that type of praise, it, it makes you feel that everything that you're doing, you know, has a purpose. And that's why we do these things. So I'm very gracious to be. I'm so just filled with gratitude. That's the only word. You could tell I'm tongue-tied. But I'm really happy to be here. And I always, you know, the listeners have always been so supportive. I made a lot of friends here, you know, on the show. So I'm always grateful for that. And we've touched a lot of lives. And, you know, we've helped a lot of lives. Like our buddy Cindy, who called last week. You know, she's a steadfast listener. You know, hello to Cindy out there if you're listening. You know, she's been through a lot, and we've walked her path. You know, she's taken us on her journey, and she's doing great. So I guess my topic for tonight, I wanted just to make a short topic because I know we want to get to the listeners. But I guess what I'm always concerned about when spring comes, and you know, the idea of trying to get down to your weight and try to get into that look for summer. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine, and she's actually one of my students, and she's studying for Reiki Master. And, you know, we were talking, and it's so hard. You know, society makes it so difficult for us to, you know, to try to like ourselves. If we really believed everything we saw, we would, you know, never want to even leave the house. So what we came up with for her especially, and for everybody out there, is that, you know, with the spring, don't go crazy. You know, you've been in the house, you know, maybe you haven't gotten out as much as you would have liked if you're in the, you know, in the cold states, or even California had a lot of flooding. But, you know, if you can get out now and start walking, I would say start with a very simple chart, a really, really simple chart. And on that chart, you know, just write something very small that you did that was great, and that you were able to maybe maintain. For instance, if I like coffee, and I used to, when I first started drinking even tea and coffee, I think I put like half a gallon of sugar in it. Like, I just love sugar. And, you know, over the years, I've stopped. I also liked diet soda back in the day, and, you know, that ceased. And today, I'm at the point where I just use a creamer, and that's it. No sugar. But that's taken years. It's not like I could do that overnight. So what I would suggest to listeners today is that if you want to make small goals and feel that you've made an accomplishment and feel good about yourself, instead of putting maybe 2 or 3 teaspoons of sugar, try 2.5, try 1.5, maybe just try 1. And on the chart, every day that you do that, just put an X on that chart. That, wow, you know, for 6 days, I cut my sugar down by 1 teaspoon. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but so on the first day you do that. On the second day, If you usually park your car very close to your job, try to park a little further, you know, or try not to take your car. See if you could maybe walk down to the mailboxes if they're close, or, you know, some place that you could just walk to really quick, and write that on your chart. And if you could do that, chart that on your day. And you know what? After a week or two, these small little accomplishments, you'll feel good about yourself. And that's the most important thing. Because feeling good makes you go, well, I did that. What else can I do? And it's not about winning. It's not about losing those pounds. It's about every day waking up and going, yeah, you know what? I can do that. A small little bite of the apple, so to speak. A small little thing that you can do. You know, if you, you know, like bagels and you're like, oh, you know, I love my bagel. All right, you know what? How about half a bagel? Don't eat the whole bagel. You know, bagels, you know, are very high in calories. So have half a bagel and maybe a piece of fruit. Don't take away everything right away because that is just setting you up for complete failure. You know, you get resentful and then by the day six or seven, you know, you want to eat two bagels, you know, at that time. So, you know, and listen to your body. You know, say to yourself, is it really worth me doing this if at the end I don't feel well? And I always tell this story. You know, I'm from Brooklyn, so back in the day, and people, I don't know if anybody is out there from Canarsie Pier, we used to go, my dad would take me, we lived in Borough Park, Bensonhurst, right on the border, and we would go to Canarsie. And my favorite thing in the world was to get what we called a dirty water dog. And for everyone who knows that, that's a Sabret hot dog. And they were my I would cry, I was so excited to get one. And, you know, had the onions, the sauerkraut, the mustard, the ketchup, and, oh, my gosh, I could definitely eat one or two. No problem. But, you know, as I've gotten into healthier food, I still love them, don't get me wrong, but I notice now that I can only really have one. If I go and have two, I really don't feel well. And I've tried it a few times. I'm like, but the first one was so good, so the second one has to be just as good. And then I've had it, and I'm like, I really regret it because my stomach's not feeling well. I'm kind of lethargic. I'm not used to eating that type of food. So if I want to reward myself, I will have one, but that's it. So if you're looking and you're even for portion control, you know, I wouldn't say cut out the stuff that you like, but maybe take smaller portions. You know, if you want to have that steak or, you know, that burger, you know, maybe not have a double burger. You know, maybe just have the single burger. Maybe have the single burger with just one bun. And, you know, take it slow. See how your body responds. Tonight we had a phenomenal dinner. We had chicken, and I made whole grain brown rice with zucchini, lightly sautéed with mushrooms, and it was just amazing. And I definitely could have went for seconds, without a doubt. But I said, you know what, no, I'm gonna pull myself away. I'm not going to have seconds. And after a couple of minutes, when the food, you know, finally hits your tummy, I was okay. I really, if I would have had seconds, I probably wouldn't have felt as good. And I was so grateful that I listened, to my inner self and said, you know what, that's enough food. You know, you did good. Also, just want to call out for the mommies out there. I am a mom of four. So for all your mommies out there, when you're looking at that belly and it's maybe not looking as good as it used to in a bathing suit, that belly is your mark of a trophy. It's your private knowing that you gave birth to a beautiful child. You know, and my children are much older, and still I have a little, you know, little tummy that's never going to be as flat as I would like it to be. But when I look at that tummy, I think to myself, I'm a goddess. Because I gave birth to four amazing children, equaling about 35, probably over 40 hours of labor. So I mark that as something special that a lot of women would love to have that problem and to have a baby. There's so many women out there who probably cried monthly because they can't have a baby. And for us to be upset that we might have a little pooch and it's not as flat as it used to be, you know, you've nurtured that baby. And I've breastfed my kids, so I am so happy that my body did exactly what it's supposed to do. So at the age of 52, I'm very proud to say that, I look at myself and I'm happy where I am. You know, I wouldn't change anything. To change anything would be a different person. I wouldn't give up any of my experiences. I eat healthy now, and I know that eating healthy is the right way to go, so I listen to my innate, my soul body, And if I don't feel good after I eat something, I really do try to talk to my inner self. Like, why don't I feel good? Did I eat too much? Was that, you know, did I eat the fried food? Did the fried food not agree with me? Should I not eat that as much? And you'll be amazed that as you go through life, sometimes your body does not accept certain things. Certain times, you know, in your life, your body does change. Your DNA alters. And what you might have been able to eat before is completely unacceptable to your body now. And that's just the way it goes. Also, for those who are on a spiritual path, you'll often find out that food that has a low vibration is no longer acceptable. You just really can't eat some of the lower vibrational foods. And, you know, the greasy foods, the high in carbohydrates, and that could be different for everybody else. For me, I ease up on the carbohydrates, and I'm more of a protein and vegetable person. Carbohydrates don't do well for me. I have very limited. But again, that's my body, and that might not be you. But listen to your body, and not everything fits for everyone. So start slow and listen, and really listen when you eat something. Do I feel good? Push yourself away from the table. You know, take smaller portions and wait for it to hit your belly. By the time it hits your belly and you're already eating seconds, you're not going to feel well. So say to yourself, can I push myself away? Do I really need to have that? And you might eventually just, your body might feel so good that you're like, wow, I don't want to feel sluggish. You know, that sluggish feeling, sometimes we get so used to it. Oh, that's how I feel after I eat. It's not supposed to be that way. I have news for you. You shouldn't eat and feel like you need to take a nap. If you need to take a nap after you ate, then you ate the wrong foods. Food is supposed to be a fuel. It's supposed to energize you. It's supposed to fuel your body, make you feel good, not put you to sleep. So think about that, and don't be hard on yourself. Really, don't be hard on yourself. If you need some advice, surround yourself with people who eat well, and you know, try to stay away from those foods that you know are going to cause you harm or have to get to the gym for a lot longer. I don't really like exercising. I'm a yoga person myself, but I like to walk. I really never liked to work out, but that's just me. I'd much rather walk and garden, and my gardening is strenuous because I lift rocks and I'm moving bricks right now. We're moving bricks from one side of the house to the other side of the house and redoing a whole patio. I can tell you I am working out, but I'm not in the gym. But that's my workout, and that's how I do it. So that's my word for today. Women, please love your body. You know, honor the goddess within. There's a reason why we have the curves. There's a reason we're built the way we are. We're not all supposed to look the same, and it's wonderful that we don't, because our counterparts, our partners, wouldn't want that. They want all the flavors, and they want all the curves, and they want all the differences. And that's what we are. We are every color of the rainbow. We are imperfectly perfect. So, to you, back to you, Michael.
All right. Well, that was great. Relate to what you're saying, because it's funny you say that, because this weekend, it's been a while since I've caught up with my daughter, and so we had dinner together, and we went to this this old steakhouse in Cattletown, and she knows I like this place, but you know, I always ask her, where do you want to go? We usually end up going where she wants to go. But this time she said, Dad, if you want to go there, it's fine. I said, really? Like, oh, wow, thank you. So, but anyway, when we got there, we both ordered the same steak. And what surprised me was, and she's like, Dad, are you okay? Because I looked down and I still had half my steak left, and I was already getting, you know, full. And it reminded me, you know, I don't eat big meals like that anymore. I used to, you know, gosh, 15, 20 years ago. But I don't like to feel really bad afterwards. And I used to feel that way, and it's a horrible feeling. And I just like to eat a little bit just so you get, you know, what you're needing, you know, you know, for your body, and then move on. So But yeah, I could definitely relate to what you're saying.
I totally agree. And the more I realize that I think I mentioned, we only eat one meal a day, my husband and I. We drink a huge shake that has, you know, three vegetables and sometimes three fruits and yogurt in it. And it takes me a while to drink this shake. We have maybe a raisins or something in the afternoon or something tiny. And then, so we only eat one meal a day. But that's me. And I wouldn't suggest that for everyone, but that's the way my body. Some people need to eat, you know, six meals. They have those small little meals, and that's okay. If that's what your body feels, if you get up and you still have a lot of energy, then let no one tell you differently. You know, my way might be absolutely crazy for other people, but it works for me.
Yeah, yeah, everybody's different, but yeah, you're right there. Well, let's go to the phone lines here and call on in, folks, 347-884-8245 to speak to Lisa Zayas, our guest here on Wednesdays. And let's go, I believe our good friend is called in. I think this is Cindy from Florida.
Hey, Cindy.
Hi. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Michael. How are you? This is Cindy.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
What's going on?
Well, I'm trying to close on a piece of property and getting down to the bottom of the legal description. Evidently, the last is becoming a challenge. The last deed that was recorded, the property was inherited by two brothers and a sister. And
okay.
The last deed that was recorded, the legal description was not correct on it. So we're trying to track that. It was a larger parcel, and there's, you know, several little pieces have been sold off of it. So we're trying to get all those legal descriptions correct so that there's no title issues. When do you see me finally getting all that completed so I can actually close on it and start doing the repair so I can move?
All right, and then you're definitely for this house, right? Like, this is the house that you want.
Yeah, it's every other door has been slammed shut and everything's falling into place and the door's opening for everything I need for this house. So it's got to be the right one.
Okay.
It needs work, but I don't mind doing work.
Yeah, it's good. See, it's good exercise. There you go. There is still some stuff that has to be done because the card is opening and it's reversed. It's a darkening, meaning like there's some stuff that still has to be. But then the next card is protection, and that means that everything shifts and everything goes in your direction. So, you know, just be a little patient. Whatever is going on, I just see that there's some kind of bumps in the road. And you know what? You've been through so much, Cindy. What I'm hearing from counsel is, and tell me if we had talked about this before, because, again, I don't remember when counsel channels. It's not for me to remember. Mm-hmm. But as you're going through these things, sometimes the counsel is going to ask you to be in charge. You know, your spirit guides are going to work with you. And I think we might have talked about this, that when you're getting these little bumps in the road, Did you ever see that movie? I don't know why counsel tell me. Remember that movie Corinne with Whoopi Goldberg, where she has a little girl in the car, and Whoopi Goldberg is going through the lights, and she goes, if you blow on them, they turn green, because I guess that the stoplights were red, and the little girl believes in this magic, so she starts blowing, and when Whoopi's not there. It's not working for some reason. All the lights could become red. It's a beautiful story. Anyone out there, rent that movie, Corinne. It's really pretty.
Oh, I'm going to have to look for that. I don't think I've seen it. I'm going to have to look for that one. Sounds cute.
Yeah, and the little girl believes in magic, and then just when Whoopi is not around, her magic's not working. But it's not because of Whoopi. It's because she doesn't believe anymore. Like, she puts so much faith in Whoopi that it was her doing it, when really it was her. It's a great scene. So in this part of your life right now, the spirit guides are just handing you the wand and saying, okay, you know, you've gotten your information. We've gotten you this far. Here's the wand. Go ahead. You create the magic. And listen to us now. We want to see you you know, have go and do what you have to do. And then that's exactly where you are right now. So
okay.
I know that's not like, but it's, if you believe that everything's going to be fine, if you have a time, a date that you want, that's what you should be manifesting. You know, we don't realize that we're in control of so many things that we think we're not. But if you say, hey, you know, this is a time, this is what I'm comfortable with, I'm going to tell the universe I want between this time because this is what works good for me. Or the other way of saying it is like, you know what, I'm going to trust you and I'm going to look for the signs because I know the day that you pick is going to be the perfect day for me. Two ways of looking at it. You give it over to them, but knowing that you're being guided and that it's going to be perfect without worrying. Or you manifest and you pick the day that's best for you and you put it out into the universe. It's kind of
okay.
Two sides of the coin. It depends on how you want to do it. You know, sometimes it's necessary to ask for the date. And others, it's like, you know what? It's going to be when it's going to be, and I'm going to be fine with that. And any other little surprises that the universe wants to give me in the meantime, I'm just going to look at it and go, okay, that's great. I'm going to just move right through it.
Okay.
And I know, Cindy, you know, I'm an older woman, but I've noticed that if I take that attitude now, I see that things fall into place a lot better. So I will tell you that I'm using my own advice, and, you know, when things seem very complicated, I just say, you know what?
All right, now don't use the older woman term, because, you know, I'm almost your age, and I'll be 51 Friday in 2 days.
It's good. It's all good. I am very proud. Like, you know, like most of my friends, you know, they go into the 50s and they're not happy. I am very, very proud to be my age. I really am. I love what we call it's the maiden, the mother, and the crone. I'm becoming the crone, and I'm okay with that. I love it. I love it. You know, it's a good time. So use all this knowledge you have and forge your way. You're going to do it. It's going to be done, and it's going to be synchronistically done. That's what I could tell you. Okay.
Okay. Can you pick up on I was preparing it all myself for the remaining closing documents with the legal description, because they provided, the seller provided, you know, most of the closing documents, and so I was trying to complete that part and go ahead and schedule the closing, which I'm responsible for, but it's either that option or hire an attorney and pay a fortune to let them do it. And that's kind of where I'm at.
You can go to the bank, if you prepare the papers, you can go to the bank, and the bank, as the closer, looks at, you know, it works with you. So you don't need an attorney. And I've closed on two homes, and you didn't need an attorney. You have the bank there for you, and you could utilize those offices.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you something before I let you go. I thank you for that information on that. I know you helped me and were just like dead on correct. You read for me a couple of times on a Wednesday evening before I had court on a Thursday regarding the injunction case with my ex.
Yes.
I don't know if you recall, and you were just like pegged it. And I couldn't imagine how it could turn out like you were, what you were seeing, but it did. It was just out of the clear blue. It went totally crazy. And you had it pegged. And I just wanted to let you know as an update on that. He just kept on and kept on, and they finally put out a warrant and pressed some charges on the violations of the injunction, on a couple of them. But he got arrested on a DUI, trying to avoid getting arrested on the warrant for the injunction. He went to another town and got arrested. So he's been in jail for like 2 weeks already, and he has a hearing coming up like the middle of May. But I just wanted to let you know, I just kept doing what I could do and reporting it, and he finally just set his own trap, like you said, you know, he just gave him enough rope and he hung himself.
Yeah, I believe in karma very much as I get older. I believe karma is swift and fast. I don't believe it waits as long as people think it used to. I think it's a swift movement. So for everyone out there, you know, make sure you dot your I's and you cross your T's.
Yep,
Right. But anyways, I just thought you had helped me out so much on that. I just wanted to update you on.
Aw, you're so sweet.
Where that
I always love
at.
Love hearing from you. Let us know when
you
get that
you.
New house. Mike and I are coming over, right, Michael? We're going to go. We're going to hang out with
you. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, there is a tree on that property that is magnificent, and they said it was famous for having parties and cookouts under that tree.
There you go.
And, I'll have to have a big cookout and have you guys over.
You keep and you any blessings.
Yeah.
All right, blessings to you. Thank you.
All right, take care, Cindy.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
All bye-bye.
Right, you too. All right. She deserves some happiness in her life. So no one deserves what she had to deal with. So anyway, we'll leave it there. Let's go to Oregon, and we'll bring Linda on into the show. Welcome, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hi. I'm good. How are you doing?
I am well. Thank you.
I recently began speaking with a gentleman on the phone. We've not yet met, and we're quite many miles away, and I'm just wondering if there's anything there.
Okay. All right. There's protection. All right. Okay. Careful associations. Okay, so the card I throw is protection, so it's reversed. It says this card is kind of saying to me that there could be a dependency issue, like a need on both, you know, on one or both of your sides, that to need one another. So
yeah,
by saying that, they mention your health. Make sure your health is fine. I'm not sure if at this, you know, I would definitely keep in contact. I think that's fine, but right now I'm not sure if you're both whole enough to come together yet. I think there's
okay.
stuff on both sides. Does that make sense without getting too personal?
Yes, I've recently been having some health issues. That was going to be my next question.
Yeah. So the card says to be thoughtful about your health. Look carefully at the associations you're forming at this time. All right? And it says, regardless of whether you enter, you know, just to be concerned about your health, watch what you're doing. Temperance and courtesy are the words of this rune. So basically what this card says is that I'm looking at both of you, and I see, is he a gentleman of dark hair and a heavy-set man?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm looking at both of you, and I just feel like right now you two are both wounded in various ways. That right now would not be the best time to get together.
Right.
So having some distance with each other is a good thing, and kind of working on yourselves would be a better thing. You know, it's always nice to have someone to talk to and to have that, you know, looking forward to a telephone conversation, but running into each other's arms, not right yet.
Right.
And then the next part is basically is some frustration. You know, right now in your life, but it's all, this card also says, what lessons do I need to learn from this point? So this relationship, this phone conversation is kind of like something that you've been experienced with other relationships, and it's kind of, there's a pattern there. So the universe is asking you right now, we're going to keep you separate because we want you to notice the patterns of what you do, what you're putting into a relationship and who you are, neither good or bad. Just a, kind of like a summary. Every once in a while, we need to take stock in who we are, and we make changes. Like, oh, I like this. I don't like that. I want to change this. I like that. Just like we change our hair or, you know, whatever, you know, put nail polish on. We change who we are inside. And right now, the universe is asking you to take stock. Who are you now? Who do you want to be? And before we let you be with anyone, we want those answers. We want you to answer those questions.
Oh, shoot.
I know.
Okay.
Castle's pretty good in explaining things. I've always said, you know, when I look at my cards, the cards don't say any of this stuff. You know, the cards are just a focal point for me to listen to them a little bit better. The cards are always right. Don't get me wrong. They're always right. But then the council adds their little spin on it. So just take care of yourself now, Linda. Just take care of yourself and find out who you want to be. I think you need a good 6 months of that. Take off the summer and find out what you're going to and who you want to be. It's not a bad thing.
Do you see what the health issue? I mean, it's been all over the place. It's been my lungs. It's been my water weight. It's been my ears.
I'm getting near your throat. I'm not a doctor in any way, but I see I would look at your near your throat area. Have them check out your thyroid. Have them check out your acid reflux. Like that whole digestive part is where I would want them to look.
Okay.
Have
that
them
helps.
Look there. Yeah. And
okay.
Tell them that you want to look there, and that's where it is. That's where I see a shadow. So just go get that checked out, and that would probably be better for you.
Okay.
And
I'm sure you eat well.
I don't think you eat well. I think you eat, you eat good and then you don't eat good. I think you binge and you stop. So I think you're throwing your metabolism off a little bit too.
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about there. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you so much.
Keep us posted, okay?
I will do that. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And Lisa, do you want to give out your contact information, any announcements?
Sure. I'm going to be teaching meditation classes in my little town here for free. We're doing some meditation classes at the library. I'm really excited about that. So I'm going to start that. I know not many of you are close, but that's exciting. I've also added new items to my store. I've begun to make pouches for your tarot angel rune cards or personal things for eyeglasses, whatever. These pouches are so, so amazing, and I've really gotten a lot of feedback. I've sold a lot, so I threw some on my website to show you. And they really do run only $7.99 and to $8.99, so they're not a lot, plus shipping and handling, which is minimal. So I'm excited about that. They can reach me at my website. It's lisahypnotherapyandreiki.com, and you could leave a message there. There's a contact form. So, again, lisahypnotherapyandreiki.com, and just take a look at the store. There's a whole bunch of things about me and what I do. I've also have two moon shawls left. I've sold all of them. The moon shawls. I have two left, which I will be posting. I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing them again. They do take a lot of time. These two shawls are more in an affordable price range. My last ones were close to over $150 for them. These will be in the range of $60, maybe $65. I have to post them. And they are really beautiful. I mean, they're just one of a kind. I do not make the same shawl again. So once you get one of my shawls, there will never be another one like that. So I look for that. If you like, I will be posting that hopefully tomorrow. And you can also reach me at Lisa Zayas, Z-A-Y-A-S, on Facebook. Just friend me. I do post informative things. I'm not really very chatty, so you're not going to get bombarded with a lot of stuff from me because that's just not who I am. But I do try to keep people up on stuff, important information. And really, that's it. And again, thank you for being here.
Okay, very good. And just a reminder, we have all of Lisa's contact information listed on the show page. Okay, so it's all there live or archive. And Lisa's done, like I said, been with me a year. So a lot of weekly shows that if you go in the archives, you'll find them. And I know some people that just go back in the demand section, go 1 week and list another one, go another week. And that's the same thing I did when I was big radio listener. I don't listen as much because I'm a radio host and I do radio all the time now, but it's a little different. But anyway, it's available for you guys. Let's go next to Florida again, and let's bring in Seema to the show.
Hi, how are you? Good night.
Hi, Seema. You?
Hi, I'm good. I'm calling today because I wanted to look at starting a new job on Monday. I wanted to see how things would go with that, and I'm also looking into moving also to be closer to that location so I don't have to drive that far.
Gotcha. Okay. Nice. Wow, the possessions card keeps coming out tonight. Okay, so the first card is wholeness, so that's really good. I like that card for
okay.
you, so that means that would be a great card. So it says, where is the boundary between earth and heaven? After all, it is love that loves through us. So that's a great card. This card stands
okay.
for wholeness. That's what your nature requires. I really think that this job is going to be a great fit for you. I feel really good about it. I don't know why I'm getting your clothes, like your attire. I'm not sure if you're really happy with what you're going to be wearing. I know that sounds silly, but...
It's funny because I have to go through my closet and sort out, like, all my my trousers and dress shirts and stuff like that I used to wear before at my other job in the past. So I just have to go through it and then see what fits and what doesn't because I gained a couple of pounds.
What I want you to do is I want you to go out, if you have, if you can, you're going to
mm-hmm.
be making good money. I want you to go out and I want you this weekend to get a new outfit. I need you to go
yeah.
there with self even positive. The clothes that you have
yeah.
in your closet, I'm just not feeling that you're going to be happy with them. That's really the only
okay.
problem. Yeah, I just
okay.
feel like, and shoes, I don't think you like your shoes. They're not comfortable. I think you're going to be standing a lot. So I need you to get better shoes. I need you to find something that's more flattering so that you have that self-esteem and confidence when you go into the job and that you're not worrying,
okay.
Do I fit? But, is this sticking out? Do, you know how we women get.
Yeah.
The old saying, 10 pounds of poop in a 5-pound bag, we try to squeeze in. Not good. Not pretty. I'm not saying you're all guilty of doing that, So wear something flattering. I feel like you have a beautiful body. I know you say you gain pounds, but I don't think that's a problem. Wear something nice. I think white looks really good on you. I see something
yeah.
in white would be. And maybe black pants and a nice white shirt. I think you would look really pretty. And not so much jewelry. Ease up on the jewelry, very small, dainty stuff. Hair into maybe
okay.
a bun or a tail, and you'll be fine. Put your hair
okay.
back, all right?
Yeah.
I think you'll be fine. It's a wholeness card. So it's really about your self-esteem and going in there and doing well. It says, ambition satisfied, love fulfilled, and rewards received is your next week card. So everything is well. Go out Saturday, get some new clothes.
Okay, I will.
Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you.
Let us know how your first 3 days went, if you can.
Okay, I will. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too. I think that's amazing, how counsel works, Michael. Like, here we go. Like, we're getting a reading, and yet counsel is more concerned about, her self-esteem and what she's going to be wearing. So, you back? Okay.
I am back. Okay, yeah, just in the screening room, got our next caller here and our final caller of the evening. Let's go to Virginia, and let's bring Teresa into the show.
Good evening.
Hey, Teresa, how are you? Good evening.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What can we do for you?
So, I have a question about my finances. What do you see
okay.
for me in my immediate future?
Okay. All right. So, we got gain weight and movement. All right. So, let's listen. Okay. All right, are you going someplace? Are you moving? Is something changing?
Yes.
I got a gate car and movement. Okay.
Yes.
All right, so move. A quickening of your development is indicated here. And yet even when the growth process accelerates, you'll have reason to halt along the way. Take advantage of these halts. So what I'm seeing from counsel is that someone's like you're almost being picked up and like dragged. Like, you're being forcibly moved. Like you don't have a choice. Like you're moving. This is a time to go, and the earth and the universe are definitely pushing you in this direction. So it's
yes.
Yeah, you don't have a choice. You know?
I am locked in.
I see you like dragging your feet, and they're like, "Nope, you're coming with us."
Yes.
So, so it says, when you come across a gateway, I always say to, you know, you kind of look at that gateway and you go, you know, once I go through it, nothing's going to be the same. You're not at the gateway yet. They are dragging you in that direction. There's a couple of halts along the way, meaning a couple of checkpoints before you get through it. But it's the next card is followed by movement, which means new chases, new places, new things are coming. So let me ask you, because what I'm getting from counsel is that you were supposed to do something before, like kind of move already, and I guess you said no, but now it's like it's imminent that you have to. Is that correct?
Yes. I bought a piece of property, and I was supposed to renovate it into my home and my studio and my business, and it fell through for various reasons. Mostly other people, what they were doing to me, and I was running out of time, so I found another property. And I purchased that, so it's a house, and I'm moving to that house now. And
okay.
The bigger area, it's not a lot of people, but, you know, it's over 13,000 people. And the area that I've been circling around for the last couple of years waiting to get into my property is like maybe 35,000 in the whole county.
So, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So,
you know, I don't
get
it, though. Like, I'm sorry to be saying, like, I feel as if, you know, like, the timing is right now, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, okay, for example, this is what the council is showing me, all right? I always crack up with the pictures they show me, all right? So, a train comes into the station, and you've got to catch the train. Well,
yes.
You could have woke up early, and you can get a coffee, and you can get there, and you could sit at the train and wait, la, 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 you know, and you got to
mm-hmm.
be on that train. You relax and you get on the train and you go. On
yep.
your case, you could have hit the snooze alarm, not had the coffee, and you're running down the steps to get that same train. Either way, you got to get that train, they're saying.
Yes.
So it's like, it's almost as if like you had a little bit of time, you took a little snooze, you got to hang out a little bit, still got to get on that train. And now everything is quickening and everything is fast, they're saying. So it's
yes.
still that train, just the train, but you didn't get to have the coffee and relax and sit on the platform, you know?
No.
But that's neither here nor there. You are where you are, and you get on that train.
That's amazing. But now my body is forcing me to be slow. I mean, I am at a snail's pace. I don't have a choice because of my physical issues. So
right.
they're... Hopefully all temporary.
Yeah, innate.
So,
to see what's going on. Absolutely. You're going to get there. You're definitely going to get there.
Yeah.
You just have to, you're going to have to dig deep, they said, and you're going to find that you're going to have to work with your innate, I always use that word, your soul body, and you're going to have to say, all right, we got to pick up by the bootstraps and we got to go, you know. So whether that is getting
yeah.
a little bit extra, taking care of yourself a little bit more, the halts along the way in this card, the gateway card, the halts could be like sometimes you might have to rest. You know, I always believe that there's days when I have to, when I'm tired and if I had a crazy weekend or I went to go see my kids and I had a great time, but, you know, maybe I didn't sleep as well. When I come home, if I want to sleep, I'm going to, you know,
right.
and I'm not going to beat myself up because, you know, I accomplished a lot. I think sometimes I accomplish a lot more than most people do in a week in like 4 days. But guess what? On the fifth day, I might go to sleep and just sleep like, you know, for about, you know, 12 hours. And I'm not going to be upset about it, you know?
That's great. So how do you see my finances? So you see this gate and you see me being pushed to move. I don't have a choice. I got to go. I got to get on the train. I'm being dragged to this train. So where are my finances and all this?
I think you're going to be okay because the next card is breakthrough, which means something like everything it comes together. Breakthrough is a great card. It says, down the cathedral aisles of the deep and ancient forest, first the morning fire. Take heart, my beloved. What is divine cannot be separated from the source. It's a 180-degree turn card. It means that nothing is ever the same after this card. So just enjoy the train ride. You'll find out how things are going to go as you get on the train.
So I'm going to get on the train, and I'm going to have a 180.
180-degree turn. Yeah, you're never going to be the same once you get through this. Everything is going to be exactly as you wanted. You waited a long time for this. There's been a lot of synchronistic they're telling me that needed to be. We've talked about it before. God makes the dinner, and you can knock all you want on the door, but the dinner's not ready. So you can keep knocking, but he's like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to give it to you because it's not ready. So you really had to wait for all of these components and pieces to be put in line for you to get on this train. So now it is. So just enjoy the ride. You're going to be fine. Really are.
And I have found that you talk about synchronicity. I have found there have been things showing up over and over. Like the property I bought was a church, the first one, an old country church.
Nice.
But then my art studio that I've been running for the last year or so is on Church Avenue. The new place I'm moving to, the realtor's office is on Church.
Wow.
My house, my new house, is right next to a church, and I am just giddy at the strike of every hour and every half hour with the bells, and I'm in love with that sound. And they play Ode to Joy and at noon.
Yeah. The universe to do this. Like, they're very excited for you for this journey. Like I said, they've really worked hard on this dinner. Like, they really worked hard. So enjoy the ride. Get on that train and enjoy it. And please let us know how it turns out, because you are exactly. I'm excited for you. I'm really excited.
Thank you.
Well, lots of luck, Teresa. It's I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
My night. You have all of the callers make my night, but the universe is very proud of you. They want you to know they're very proud of you. You worked really hard, and, you know, there's going to be times where you're like, oh, am I going to do it? You will. You really will, they said.
Great. Great. Thank you. Thank you so much, and you have a great evening, and I'll keep Michael posted, and
thanks.
We'll see what happens with Baby Breath.
Okay. Good. Thanks, Teresa.
All right.
Have a
Thanks,
good night.
Thanks, Michael. Good night.
Good
you
luck
too.
On your move.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And we ask people to send prayers for Teresa's health, too, to the people that are listening. And Lisa, thanks for a great show. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, no problem. Have a great night. We'll see you next week at 9 o'clock.
Yes, we'll see you next week.
All right, night-night.
Okay, night-night. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. That's going to do it for tonight's show. We do appreciate everybody. Thanks, Bonnie, for helping me produce the show. And tomorrow we'll be starting with an early show with Pandrea. That's at 1:30 Eastern. And then, of course, we'll pick back up in the evening tomorrow at 7. And then we'll run through Greg Keane here tomorrow again from Lilydale at 9, same time as this show starts. So tomorrow at 9, Greg Keane. That'll be a really great show. And so we'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks again, everybody, and much love to all.